From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. Florida's medical marijuana program took too long to roll out for the parents of some sick children. Governor Rick Scott approved a non-euphoric strain of medical marijuana in 2014 for children suffering from epileptic seizures, but court battles stalled its launch. It was just this July that two companies were authorized to begin distributing products. For some parents, like Gail, it was too long a wait. Gail's daughter Lucy suffers from a severe form of epilepsy. Lucy had her first seizure at 4 months old. Lucy is now 31. We're not using last names because what Gail did hoping to relieve her daughter's suffering is illegal. Sitting in her Southwest Florida home with Lucy nearby, Gail tells their story.
Every time a child or a person has a seizure, they're damaging the brain again. They're being deprived of oxygen for one thing, for however long they're in that seizure. And the brain is in, it's like lightning going off in the head. You know, it's like a storm going off in the head. She has what called drop fits that just literally throw her to the floor. It's like a light bulb going off and coming back on. And those are very, very damaging. Those are horrible. They literally just drop her to the floor. Lucy's had 3 broken collarbones, a broken wrist. Her teeth have been virtually knocked out and have had to be glued back in. A mouth has been stitched up. A lip's literally been stitched back on. She's got a big scar in her eyebrow where she's been stitched up. She's got a scar from her nose to her top lip that she's hit something on the way down with a seizure. And I protect her an awful lot. I'm with her. But there's a lot of times when you're not quick enough. You just can't stop it. For anybody who's ever seen a person have a seizure, then it's horrible. To watch your child seize and stiffen, you know, foaming at the mouth and going blue in the face because they can't get any breath. Watching that happen, you know, oh my God, it's heartbreaking, it's heart-wrenching. 2 years down the line, we're still not getting Charlotte's Web or medical marijuana in an oil form, which is wrong. Children are suffering. Children are having seizures. This is life-saving for a lot of children. And that's why, after waiting a year, I just made my decision to do it, and I'm so glad I did. The very first time it came to me was there was a program on TV with Sanjay Gupta, and it was a little girl called Charlotte Figge who lives in Colorado. And her mother was told, basically say goodbye to her. We've tried every medication that there is. She went to a nursery in Colorado and she approached them and told them what was going on. And they gave her some low THC marijuana. This child went from having 300 seizures a week to 7 the very first week. 7. And I was absolutely adamant, and I kept telling everybody about it and talking about it. In fact, my husband was driving. He said, shut up, Gail, you're driving me nuts. Just stop talking about it. I'm like, no, I'm going to get it. We are going to get it. You know, it's 2 years since Rick Scott, over 2 years since Rick Scott approved it, and we're still waiting. We're still waiting. It's crazy. Why are we waiting so long? It's ridiculous, all through red tape. It's so wrong. We need to get this. We need to get it available in Florida now, not, you know, next week, last year. It should have been available. And I made a decision a year ago. It became available to me that I could actually get Charlotte's Web from Colorado. And I made a decision to get it. I have to have it sent to someone else out of state, out of Florida, and then they send it to me. It can't be shipped to Florida. I was worried. I still am worried, but I still get a bit nervous, but I don't think anybody's going to come and arrest me for it. You know, you're doing what you have to do for your child. I kept a log for quite a while to, you know, tell me how she was proceeding, and I see the seizures got less. And within the first week, she was already having less seizures. When she does have one, which she might have them a week apart now, when she does have one, it doesn't last as long, and the recovery is unbelievable, so much quicker. And a year down the line now, I don't think I've ever seen her as articulate as what she is now. You know, normally she'd be a lot quieter than this. I wouldn't have the eye contact that I have these days. And I see everything in her eyes and the way she talks to me, and she's talking to me a lot through her eyes right now at the moment, and it's a wonderful feeling. And you just feel more secure. just letting her take a few more steps away from you than what you ever did. So she's becoming a little bit more independent and discovering and learning. And at 31 years old, that's a massive move. You know, it's a massive step. I would never, when she was first diagnosed and all the seizures that I saw her having as a child, I never believed for a minute she would reach this age. Never believed it. But now I'm very hopeful. I know she's going to go on a lot longer because of what I'm doing.
For more on Lucy, go to WGCUnews.org. Topher Forges, WGCU News.